The Deen with Allah is Islam. Throughout the course of history, Allah has revealed the true faith through His prophets. All the prophets there have ever been have called on people to believe in the one Allah, to obey Allah and all the other prophets, to believe in the angels, destiny, and the day of reckoning, to do good for Allah's approval, and to possess good moral values. Allah has from time to time ordained changes in the provisions of the religions He has sent down. But essentially, all the prophets have called people to Islam and to be Muslims, because the true faith in the sight of Allah is Islam. The Deen with Allah is Islam, Surah Al-Imran 19. The prophets Noah, peace be upon him, Abraham, Jacob, Moses, Jesus, and all the other prophets have called on the peoples to which they were sent to adopt Allah's true religion and reveal to them that they were Muslims. In verse 67 and 68 of Surah Al-Imran, it is revealed that the Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, was a Muslim. Abraham was neither a Jew nor a Christian, but a man of pure natural belief. A Muslim, he was not one of the idolaters. The people with the strongest claim to Abraham are those who followed him, and this Prophet, and those who have Iman. Allah is the protector of the believers. Surah Al-Imran 67-68. This verse reveals how the Prophet Jacob, peace be upon him, advised his sons to be Muslims. Abraham directed his sons to this, as did Jacob. My sons, Allah has chosen this deen for you, so do not die except as Muslims. Surah Al-Baqarah 132. The Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, and his disciples also said they were Muslims. When Jesus sensed disbelief on their part, he said, "Who will be my helpers to Allah?" The disciples said, "We are Allah's helpers. We believe in Allah. Bear witness that we are Muslims." Surah Al-Imran 52. The Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, also called on his people to be Muslims. Moses said, "My people, if you believe in Allah, then put your trust in Him, if you are Muslims." Surah Yunus 84. As we have seen, all prophets have called on their peoples to be Muslims. In other words, to the true faith in the sight of Allah. The true books and law that Allah sent down to these prophets gradually became distorted and departed from their original forms. But Allah has promised to preserve the Qur'an uncorrupted and has revealed that everyone should abide by the Qur'an, the last true book. Therefore, if a Jew who genuinely loves the Prophet Musa, peace be upon him, wishes to live by the religion brought by the Prophet, that can only be possible by living by the Qur'an. In the same way, if a Christian who sincerely follows the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, wishes to live by pure Christianity as it was in the time of the disciples, then he must abide by the Qur'an. Because the truest, finest, and purest form of what the Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, and the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, taught, appears in the Qur'an. When Christians and Jews say they believe in the one Allah, La ilaha illallah, and that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the last true Prophet, Muhammad Rasulullah, and abide by the Qur'an, then they will be complete followers of the Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, and the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. They love so much. And by Allah's leave, this will happen with the coming of the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, in this century. And Islam, the one true faith, will rule the world under the leadership of the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, and Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him.
www.harunyahya.org